the city is still really in the wrong direction on this. And so while they've made some strides in saying that they're going to do these line replacements, they still have a really outrageous cost, basically saying that each line replacement is going to be $20,000 per line. And that far exceeds what we've seen in other cities. And just to give you one example, if you take Flint, we don't have a problem that is any less serious than what occurred in Flint, but there in Flint, they're replacing 6,000 lines per year, and they're doing it at a fraction of the cost of what's being proposed here in Pittsburgh and many other cities likewise. And the reason is that they're doing it in an efficient manner that goes, you know, block by block and does the whole project together. And that's why what you see here with Pittsburgh's approach currently, which I think in part is well-intentioned in saying that they're going to target the homes where children live, but at the same time, we have to understand that lead doesn't only affect children. It affects every organ in the system. It affects the elderly. It can cause memory loss, high blood pressure, kidney damage. So to just cherry-pick the homes is not only wrong-headed, it is not anything that is going to achieve the widespread results that we need, and the cost is just astronomical compared to other cities that have done this the right way.
Yeah, when you look at the estimated cost of $21,000 per line, and in Flint they did it for around $5,000 per line, you're talking about being able to replace lines in four more homes if you do it more in that block fashion that you described. I mean, that's a tremendous savings.
Absolutely. And I can tell you one thing that some of the naysayers are claiming. They're saying that, well, Pittsburgh's geography is more difficult.
Okay.
But that's false when you just look at how these larger public works projects are done if they're done in the efficient manner, because you can look at the example of Penn American Water. They're estimating that in the same kind of geography topography that we have here in the Pittsburgh area, and they service many of the homes in the South Hills and beyond, they're proposing a program where the lead service line replacements will cost $3,500 each. So how on earth is the city of Pittsburgh doing it at a cost of $21,000 when just across the river in our same neighborhood in the South Hills, Penn American is doing it for $3,500 apiece?
So is geography the best argument they're trying to make?
Well, it's one of those claims that I have heard. Mm-hmm. That actually isn't supported. And I think it's one where they think they can kind of pull the wool over the eyes of residents because, you know, we all understand that we do have a more difficult geography and topography. We know that with our roads and our bridges. But in this instance, it is not applicable because this is just a pretty standard, not seriously complex public works project. And you're not going to get any sort of efficiencies if you go home to home. I mean, I watched when PWSA, we have a lead line at our house. And so they had come and they, months ago, before they were doing this full program where they do the full replacement, they took out part of our line. And it was just our house that day. And it was, you know, about 10 different guys on the crew. And so while one person is doing the work, the other people are waiting for the next step. So you take that, if you're actually doing block by block, you're not wasting labor costs. You're not wasting the cost to get the equipment there on site. You know, we wouldn't do our roads this way, and we shouldn't do water lines this way.